You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
I'm Lindsay.
Having a great old Thursday here. It's 5 p.m. We just got back from fall break, so that's pretty exciting. You know, mixed opinions on being back. How are you guys feeling about it? How we feeling, Lindsay? Another from the side of the room? Or?
Yeah.
All right, so just a collective I think, from the group. But, you know, that's to be understood. It was a good time. We all went home to see our families. So that was nice.
Yeah,
it's good to get a break. But we're back. It's nice because it's a shorter week. But, yeah, I don't have a lot of work, so that's good. Seems like everybody else is not on the same wavelength as me. How are you feeling about that, Luke? He's making some faces at me.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Yeah, he does. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just really sick, but luckily I don't have work, so I end up kind of sitting around at night, which is fun. I'm getting rest, so that's good. But how are you doing over there, Lindsay?
You know, just didn't know I had an essay due the other day, but that's okay.
Yep, that was good. How was that? How did that go?
I mean, I don't prefer writing essays at 2 a.m., but...
Right. Understandable. The important question, did it get finished?
Yeah, it did, actually.
And it was a success. We're thriving. Anyways, gonna transition over to some music. I'm gonna start with a song called Bless Your Heart by Serpent With Feet. Yeah, here's that song.
Company of lonely breaths, will they inspire sudden lovers to kiss with mouths they don't have yet? Boy, whoever reads about how much I adore you, I hope my words bring them something new, something new. Child, bless your heart. Keep it tender heart. 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 With you, I can empty myself of all my rivers. I'm a remarkable sky. How could I keep these love documents to myself? How could I restrict what's given me life? Today I'll find a kind and burrowing creature that can carry these pages into the ground. He'll recite the details of your love with his family. And what was once a whisper will become a deep rumbling sound. Oh, child, bless your heart. Keep a tender heart.
I'll keep a tender heart.
Heart.
That was Bless Your Heart by Serpent With Feet. How does the room feel about the song? I don't think I've ever played that out loud before.
I liked it.
Yeah. No, he's an interesting artist. He like uses like gospel music as like a platform to discuss sexuality, which is really interesting. Because it's obviously not a commonly used platform for those topics. So it's cool. I'm a fan. But yeah. Luke. Music. You have what?
It's called Flim. It's like film, but...
Okay, Flim.
L and I.
All right, flips. Words are definitely coming out of your mouth. Flim by
Aphex
Twin. It's on Spotify?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
The album cover is very weird.
Yeah, it's like black and white, but...
It's all his face.
Huh. So, to describe for our listeners, it's off of the EP Come to Daddy, for reference.
It's weird. But
I like regret saying the EP title directly after saying it out loud. Essentially, it's a bunch of people. If I can't... They kind of look... Are they young on the album cover? They look...
I think it's just like... Yeah.
It's like... Are they children?
Yeah.
Is that the implication? So it's basically like a black and white photo. Or like an old black and white photo of children, but they all have this one...
It's his face.
Guy's face.
It's like the weird like... face swap thing on Snapchat.
Yeah, it's just like that, but like six kids.
Snapchat.
So it's kind of a lot. So if you can imagine, it's a lot to see.
And the song is nothing like...
Yeah. This. Well, anyway. With that excellent description, here is Flim by Aphex Twin. Thank you. That was Flim by Aphex Twin. Luke, so apparently nobody could probably hear you when we were talking before, so can we hear you now?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah. So that's good.
That's cool.
So apologies about that, but I'm glad Luke's back on the air. That's good to hear.
Welcome.
Yeah, that was a chill song. I liked that.
Yeah, I like it.
Definitely a lot better than the album cover.
Yeah, way better.
Way better than the album cover. That's also like kind of like oldish, which I wasn't expecting, because usually a lot of like the lo-fi music that we play is like fairly modern.
No, he's
it's from like classic. Late 90s.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's cool. Get some vintage.
It's like
vintage work in there.
Not lo-fi.
Yeah, it's not really lo-fi. It's more like electronic chill pop esque. But yeah, Lindsay, coming right at you with the song request. Song request hour.
Okay. Calvin's Joint by Mac Ayers.
All right. So you said Calvin's Joint. Are you endorsing weed on our show?
Hey, that's marijuana. Just the name of the song.
How dare you?
I don't know if you know, but not legal in Pennsylvania. Not legal in Pennsylvania. Just wanted you to know. Just think. I don't want you to run into issues with the authorities, Lindsay.
Yeah, just because the name of the song is.
This is a wholesome institution.
This is a wholesome institution and a wholesome show.
Yeah.
Undecided is G-rated.
You're tarnishing that.
Tarnishing our name.
Just kidding, it's a good song.
Just kidding, we're just messing around. This is just a bit we do on our show and in general. But here is Calvin's Joint by Mac Ayers. I had actually never listened to any of his songs other than one until like a few days ago, because we as a group listened to one of his songs on repeat like finals week first semester.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we never listened to his music ever again because we associated it with finals week.
But his music's actually good.
It's actually very good. It's very chill. We'd definitely listen to it. Here is the second song off of Drive Slow, which is his album from 2017, Calvin's Joint. Here you go.
Something in the wake bullshit telling me I changed. Lord knows I'm trying. I just got to draw the line and go get my peace of mind. Lord knows I'm trying. Something in the way she telling me I changed. Lord knows I'm trying. Oh, oh, oh. I just got to draw the line and go get my peace of mind. Lord knows I'm trying.
That was Calvin's Joint by Mac Ayres, featuring Declan Myers. Very chill song. All of the other songs on that album are pretty much not the same, but they have the same sort of vibe.
Yeah.
They're very chill.
Yeah.
I'm going to swing back over to the songs I put together. Let's see what I want to play. I'm going to swing right in here with... I'm trying to decide. I want to play a Bon Iver song, but there's also there's an artist called Sophie in all caps. My brother showed me some of their songs recently, and they're very good. So I think I'm gonna play Bon Iver later. I'm gonna play a song called "It's Okay to Cry" by Sophie in all caps. It's pretty good. Keep in mind it is like experimental pop, so. It sounds a little weird, but, you know, keep those minds and ears open. Here is "It's Okay to Cry" by Sophie.
Inside you, I know what it feels like.
That was It's Okay to Cry by Sophie. You know, a jam for sure. Luke. Music. Hit me.
How about Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino?
Hit him with the classic. Hit him with the classic. I don't know if you guys have heard of this artist. His name's Childish Gambino. It's pretty good. You know, gonna be honest, I thought Summer Pack, like Summertime Magic and Feels Like Summer, wasn't really what I thought it was gonna be. In my opinion, could have been better.
I like this one.
How do you feel about Summertime Magic? That's the question. It's like, okay.
I like this one better.
Yeah. Feels Like Summer is a good vibe. I feel like my enjoyment of Feels Like Summer, though, has a huge multiplier, like, of enjoyment every time I watch the music video.
The video is really good.
Like, yeah. I feel like I every time I listen to this song, I, like, have to watch the music video. So I'm going to be watching the music video while I play this song over the radio. It's really good. Check it out if you can. Here is Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino.
I feel like summer. That was Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. Yeah, I mean, all around good song, good summer vibes, you know, for our classic rainy weather outside.
It was warm out, though.
Yeah, which makes it worse.
Yeah.
I can't even wear a rain jacket because I'm sweating in my rain jacket while it's raining.
I just mean, like, it's like summer weather, yeah, kind of.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, definitely still sort of fits the vibe. I feel like it feels like fall. It's just fall isn't agreeing with me.
Yeah, I just want all the leaves to change.
There's like that one tree that's changed.
Yeah.
And a bunch like near my house.
That one is just because it's dying.
Yeah, that one's just literally actually dying. Whatever. Not like normal dying. It's a little early. Rest in peace. But music is a thing we play on our show. Lindsay, hit me with a song.
Okay, how about Heaven by Claro? It's her newest song.
That's cool. How do you feel about it?
I like it.
That's good. I like music. Is that the one with the banana album cover?
Yeah.
For reference, the album cover literally has a banana on it, but like just a bit. I feel like there's something in the background, but I can't really see it. But it's basically just a banana.
And yeah, like, there's something.
Like, there's like a city behind the banana.
Yeah, I think that's.
Which is interesting. I'm a fan. Here is Heaven by Claro.
Last time.
That was Heaven by Clara. Also, this is really weird not wearing the headphones. I am putting them back on because I can't hear my own voice. And now that I'm so used to hearing my own voice, it's weird. It is weird. Anyways, so we finished that round of music. So we're going to read a couple of PSAs.
This is my favorite part.
I don't know why. To me, it's like the least... Well, I guess it's interesting to an extent. The thing is, like, I wish we had more PSAs. That's my one complaint about PSAs, is we have, like, 26.
They're also kind of outdated.
These ones are updated.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, these ones are, like, updated within, like, a year.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
So now that the computer is working.
Yeah, all of the way... Yeah, now that we do have a computer, which I still continue to use my laptop because it is more consistent. Yeah, so we have 26 different PSAs here. The problem is we get through those pretty quickly, and then we have to keep recycling them, which is okay because obviously, you know, different people listen to each show, / nobody listens at all. But hey, that one listener out
there. No, we have recurring listeners.
We do have recurring listeners. I do love my mom and dad very much.
Same with my family.
Yeah. But we're going to be reading some PSAs. I don't know which ones to read because I don't know which ones we have read, but I'm going to read one on buzz driving prevention real quick. All right. So it's titled Buzz Driving. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Yeah, thanks for that one. Also, you have a higher rate of hitting people, so don't do that, because you could hurt someone. That one's kind of more important. I'm surprised they don't put that on here, but...
Yeah.
Again, that's a side point outside of the PSA, so don't associate it, but that's just my thing. But anyways, we are going to read another one. Actually, let's just read three. There's three of us. We'll read three PSAs. It doesn't take that long. All right, Lindsay, pick one.
Do you want to pick one for me?
Yeah. You know that just means I'm going to give you one of the weird ones, right? Like, there's no way I'm giving you a normal one. Not that some of them are like weird per se, but some of them are written differently than others is what I meant. Let's do this one. This seems like it would be interesting. Which one? This one?
One of the longer ones.
Well, there's three longer ones. Pick which one?
The middle one.
The middle. Yeah, that's a lot.
Actually, no.
Let's not. Let's do the first one.
Definitely the first.
Definitely the first one.
Okay, it's titled Wrong Car Seat. Did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Got him.
Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for that, Lindsay. Lucas, I'm going to be hitting you with a pretty important PSA.
All right.
Not that one wasn't important. That one is important. I could be using the wrong seat. I usually sit in the back, and like I'm in one of those with like the...
You're just digging a hole, man.
No, for some reason nobody uses those like weird straps. You know those straps that you like sort of... You know those straps that you like clip over your torso? Like this. Yes. For some reason nobody... I feel like I'm the only one who uses it. And then you sit in that weird seat. Is that not where I'm supposed to go? Like the smaller ones. But like I still fit.
You now?
Yeah, no, that's me right now. So. In the back seat? Is that not where I'm supposed...
Don't you have a license?
let's not talk about specifics. I do have a license. Yeah. That's where I drive from. They just hand me the car seat, you know? But it's not connected to anything, so I'm assuming it's wireless. Right? This is the modern age, right?
We'll get into this later.
And then for some reason, they'll put a little thing in my mouth, and then I'll be like, oh, well, this is soothing.
I'm going to need a PSA.
Here is a PSA. I don't know which one I'm picking.
Just give me a random one.
Hey, that's not a random one.
I think we've done this a lot. We've done that one.
Yeah. Like, all right, Lindsay, let's pick a fun one.
No.
None of them are really fun. Yeah. That's not really the point.
Job training.
Yeah, let's do that one. I think I was just talking really loud. I'm sorry. We've definitely done this one like 100 times.
It's fine. I'll read the first one.
I just like this one. This is a good one.
With good... Oh, wait. I've read this one.
You've specific... We're doing a different one. He specifically read this one.
Well, it was last year.
Well, the thing was, like, not only did we read this one, you read this one.
True, 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 true.
Let's do... The
high school one.
Which one? Oh, yeah. That'll be fun. That's direct. Here.
This year, thousands of adults will finish their high school diplomas. None of them will do it alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Thousands of free centers across the country are waiting to help you pass your high school equivalency test and finish your diploma. Take the first step towards graduation and find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. No one gets a diploma alone. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you for that, Luke. Very important topic. I just like how in this PSA they wrote in, like, finishyourdiploma.org, and then wrote in, that's finishyourdiploma.org, because that's usually what I do, yeah. But I add that in.
They actually wrote it in.
You gotta make sure you get your point across.
Yeah, no, it's important. It's important, for sure.
Someone sat down and wrote that.
Yeah, it was probably me, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
But, anyways, we're gonna go back to some music. Let's see what I got. I have the same problem I was just having earlier, but I think I'm just going to commit. I'm going to play some Bon Iver. Here is Creature Feature is the one I'm going to play by Bon Iver. It's a pretty good song. Unfortunately, not Skinny Love, but still pretty good. Here is Creature Feature. That was Creature Fear by Bon Iver. And then like 1 second of We Will Become Silhouettes by the Postal Service, which I am going to be playing later. So a little sample for you there by accident. Luke, do we play music on this show?
I think so.
Right? I'm thinking now might be a good time. Like, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but to play another song. Does that sound okay?
Yeah. Is this the last one? Because it's 6.
Oh, it is 6. For those who don't know, our show runs from 5 to 6. But we're slow, so we usually start late. But yeah, I guess this is the last song. Rest in peace, We Will Become Silhouettes. So here is whatever song Luke wants to play.
Show Me by Mac Ayers.
I thought you were just gonna stop there, and I was like, no. I don't know how to show you the song you want. Or if you were like Show Me, but like in Family Feud, where it's like, show me this thing. You know, Family Feud, that show that we've all watched.
You, yeah. I got you.
All right. On that note, here is Show Me by Mac Ayers, featuring someone. I can't really read it. Is that say Chris Anderson? Yeah. Show Me by Mac Ayers, featuring Chris Anderson. That was Show Me by Mac Ayers featuring Chris Anderson. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We have been undecided. Thank you for listening. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
I'm Lindsay.
Hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Have a good Thursday. Have a good Friday. And then enjoy your weekend.
Peace. Bye.